This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated for your comeback of a lifetime. This in from Nation's Restaurant News, McDonald's Corp is requiring U.S.-based office workers to get COVID-19 vaccinations. The company also said it was pushing back its planned office reopening to October 11th from September 7th to allow employees time to get the required vaccinations. Heidi Capazzi, McDonald's Global Chief People Officer, in an internal note to U.S.-based employees and obtained by Nation's Restaurant News, said a resurgence of infections caused by COVID-19 variants has many of us uneasy, and that the company was revising its plans. Wendy's and Reef Technology have agreed to a deal that calls for 700 delivery kitchens over the next 5 years in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. Todd Penegor, Wendy's CEO and president, said the company was increasing its 2025 global target to 8,500 to 9,000 restaurants. The company currently has more than 6,800 restaurants worldwide. Big Chicken, the brand owned by Shaquille O'Neal, is starting to franchise. The Basketball Hall of Famer said, "The Big Chicken journey is taking franchise flight, and I'm so excited about the team we have in place to help lead the way with me." Big Chicken recently announced the appointment of CEO Josh Halpern, who is at the helm of the franchising initiative, working closely with O'Neal and ownership group representatives. Best Life Brands announced their newest franchise in the portfolio, Boost Home Healthcare. Boost provides in-home nursing therapy and home care services. Franchising will begin immediately. J.J. Sorrenti, Best Life CEO, said, "Boost Home Healthcare is the next step in our vision to have a comprehensive portfolio of brands that serve older adults in a more effective and holistic way. A home health company complements our other brands and allows us to offer skilled nursing and occupational and speech therapy. The pandemic has amplified the value of in-home healthcare, and we are looking forward to expanding this brand nationwide." Bill Porruck will serve as brand president of Boost Home Healthcare. School of Rock announced Front Women, a community resource group to support women leaders, educators, and professionals, created by School of Rock leaders Stacey Ryan, Jill Livick, and Nicole Canal. The group serves as a platform to discuss and navigate complex topics regarding women in leadership roles. The company hopes the initiative will include all School of Rock partners and vendors in the coming years. Stacey Ryan, COO, said, "Bringing women's voices to the fore is critical for business success. Stepping into a senior leadership role reinforced a huge opportunity and sense of responsibility to rock the boat and make meaningful change." School of Rock is constantly expanding its diverse curriculum to include additional music by female artists and have written several articles for the website, such as "Female Guitarists Everyone Should Know" and "Female Drummers Everyone Should Know." Back with People News after this word from today's sponsor, Location 3, the digital marketing agency that delivers enterprise strategy with local activation. Location 3 helps the world's most recognized multi-unit brands achieve growth with customized omni-channel marketing programs, from data optimization and technology integration to performance-focused marketing and advertising. Location 3 can help you reach more customers and grow your business. Contact them today at Location3.com. Location 3, enterprise strategy, local activation. In People News, Pokeworks announced the promotion of Chief Marketing Officer Steve Healy to CEO. Healy will replace co-founder and former CEO Mike Wu, who will be stepping into the role of Chief of Culinary. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers announced today that its co-founder, Scott Redler, has been appointed to the new role of Chief Experience Officer. Redler spent the last 19 years serving as COO of Freddy's. Edible has added Angela Johnson as VP of Innovation and Merchandising. And BizCom Associates has added Jordan Wheeler as an Assistant Account Manager. Congratulations and good luck to you all. And in events news, the International Franchise Expo is back and in person September 24th and 25th at the Javits Center in New York City. And I will be there podcasting from the big exhibit hall and speaking with leaders from many great franchise brands. Engage with visitors pre-show, on-site, and post-show through the IFE via digital and print marketing, enhanced sponsorships, and pre-setting of appointments. To find out more about these opportunities and to reserve your booth today, contact Sheila Fisher at sheila.fisher@comexposium.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.